Good morning to all listeners. My name is Ursula Kronenberg, and I am working at the moment as a reverend and a counselor for the Evangelical Lutheran Church in Tanzania. We begin this morning prayer in the name of our God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. At the end of November and the beginning of December, there is a very special atmosphere here in Ilembula. It has not rained since April, and we are waiting for rain. The air has already changed noticeably. It already smells of rain. Thick clouds are gathering in the sky. These days are also special days in the church year. Advent begins, an expectant time for us Christians. We are in the joyful expectation and remembrance of our God, who became fully human in Jesus and to whom nothing human is alien. How comforting. In this combination of Advent expectation and waiting for rain, there is a song in German, which is printed in our hymn book with the name, O Savior, Tear Open Heaven. This song has once again become very important to me. Hear the prophetic words from the book of Jesaja are taken up. There is a talk of tearing open heaven, that there is a free way for God to come to this earth. There is talk of clouds that should let the king rain down. And when God has come to earth, when the necessary and long-awaited rain falls, then the fertility of the earth becomes apparent, and Jesus is compared to a flower that grows out of the earth. And then consolation is born, which we are all amazed about and which we hold carefully in our hands, and notice how good it is for us and gives us strength, and which helps us in this for many a special time, not to get tired, but to stay hopeful and happy. Expectation and waiting. I can't force both. I have to wait for the rain. Wait for it to fall reliable and sufficiently, then wait for the seeds to sprout. Wait for it to turn green. Wait for the tree to bear fruit and wait for it to ripen. Waiting. We also wait in Advent. Some of us are waiting hectically, depending on where we live, in Europe or on another continent. Will Advent be quieter this year, more quiet this year? Quieter because we all stay at home more and maybe light the candles on the Advent wreath in the middle of the day. And sit down for a few moments, look into the flames and feel our breath and heartbeat. It is very quiet in the room. Even the thoughts are silent. This moment is almost holy, as if God Himself comes to visit. I trust that He will hear what I do not say. Afterwards, I feel more relaxed and can wait better. The priorities have been rearranged. Advent, giving God a chance to come to me. And then the long-awaited rain becomes a holy moment too. It is not quiet then, because the children who jump around laughing here in Ilembula in the first rain do not hide their joy when they jump through the vital wetness. Maybe this year I should take off my shoes also and jump around with them in the first warm puddles. I'm sure I'll sing along with it. What? Of course. O Savior, tear open heaven. Amen. Let's pray. We thank you for the quietness of the night and for the light of the new morning. Awaken our hearts and minds. Let us be ready to serve you. Let us be awake to your commandment. In your name, we begin this day, Lord. Amen.